State campus again tonight at Hilton Coliseum, 8 o'clock. You can watch Arkansas take on Iowa State in a top 25 matchup. In fact, a top 20 matchup, depending on which poll you look at. This segment brought to you in part by my friends at Jim's Razorback Pizza. We went to a local joint last night. They don't have a Razorback Pizza up here. They also don't have a Cyclone Pizza. But when I get back home, you know where I'm headed. In fact, Monday I've already got plans to meet my buddy Craig, who just lost some weight with New Creations. I'm very proud of the effort that he put in and the weight he's lost. But time for him to get back on the 1,500 calories, Pat. He's going through his second phase. And so we're going to go knock out some wings on Monday night at Jim's Razorback Pizza. They're two for a buck. I don't know if you guys heard. But you can go in there, hang out, watch some football this weekend and on through the week. You can go over there and watch the basketball game tonight if you just can't wait. So if I were you, I'd head over there, get yourself maybe a triplet pizza, maybe some wings, a sandwich, a salad bar trip, whatever you're in the mood for, and, of course, a couple of cold beverages along the way, as well as you, Pat, I know, is hoping, celebrate a Razorback victory tonight. So we'll see how things shake out. But bottom line is you'll be entertained and you'll be full. Jim's Razorback Pizza, three locations at Morgan Maumelle, at Highway 10 and in Hot Springs. And don't forget, if you need a catering for a client or for your office for a holiday gathering or any other reason, they can help you out with that as well. And you can call the Razorback Pizza nearest you for details. All right, let's go back to the Fury Electric studio. There is the man. Clint Sterner, are you there?
I'm here, man. I'm here. What's going on, guys?
What do you say, Chief?
Oh, not much, man. Just been in some meetings this morning. I didn't have a chance to thumb through Twitter. I don't know what you guys have talked about, but I think it's a big hire, Mike Riley at Nebraska. Man. Did y'all hear about that? Yeah.
Yes, we were just talking about that before the break. It was breaking news, and initially my thought was, wow, that's great. What a great hire. And then I remembered Scott Frost was reportedly going to be in the mix, and, of course, he's going to be in Little Rock on Tuesday. He didn't get the gig. He's going to stay at Oregon, I assume, now. But and I thought this was a good deal, you know, but – then we started looking through his record, Clint, and Pat pointed it out. Hey, look, he is at Oregon State. It's not an easy place to win, and I understand all that, but goodness gracious, this is a 10-win season in 06, 9-07, 9-08, and he's only won 9 wins. He's only won 9 games since then one time, so I'm not sure about this.
Yeah, I mean, I think it's a good move, though. I mean, I think, you know, Scott Frost, that's a dicey move, man. I think they, you know, they failed hiring, or not failed, but it didn't work out when they hired Pelini he was a D coordinator before that, I believe. So that, you know, the coordinator to head coach route, he's probably still got a little sour taste in their mouth. So as appealing as he is, I think that probably scared him away. But a guy that's been at a university for, I don't know, 13, 14 years, you know, obviously has done some good, not as good as you'd like to see, but I think the product that he puts on the field too is probably, you know, probably pretty appealing to the Big Ten country. You know, I mean they're 9 wins, 8-9 wins, you know, a year with that run heavy and what they thought would be great defense, and hadn't got it done. So maybe they think that his pitch around the park a little bit, you know, will help. So we'll see.
Well, he's got to fill out his staff now, too, and I'm curious to see which what he'll be looking at. You know, I don't know. I just, to me, again, I think we all agree, the Pelini firing had a lot more to do with the off-the-field stuff or the whole
Well, you get a guy that's, yeah, he's been in charge of a program for a long time. He's been there. He knows how to handle the expectations of all those Nebraska fans. That's going to count for something, right? It may not be the name that everyone we'll know throughout the country, but there's a lot of high expectations you're going to manage in Nebraska, and probably a lot of friction that fans have felt and administrators.
Well, it's the exact opposite, Pat, of what, you know, what the approach they took last time with the coordinators. So hopefully that experience will help. You never know, though. I mean, they may have an ace in the hole, and Scott Frost may have agreed to come on as the OC. You know, I mean, what they're paying these coordinators and position coaches now is absolutely crazy. You know, Hugh Freeze accepts that raise extension yesterday, and within that package, everybody on his staff, there was monies for everybody on his staff. So, you know, it wouldn't surprise me at all if they went after Frost as the OC. I mean, that would be a pretty good story.
Yeah. It'd be fun. It's going to be fun, man. All these things that are shaking out, and do you think with Nebraska and I guess even with Michigan, this is something we talk about all the time, and we may have talked about this with you. Just them getting back, I mean, the chances of Nebraska being able to actually get to where they were and the success and the expectations that that fan base has. I think Michigan can get back there, but a Nebraska, is there any –
Yeah, I think you're right, man. I think they're unrealistic expectations when you fire a coach that's won nine games every year. You know, I think it's when you're Nebraska, that's unrealistic. I think when you're, Michigan is one of those top ten jobs that, you know, the uniforms and the history and the notoriety of the program really recruits, you know, most guys for you. You know, so that's a program that I think that I could see where their organization, their administration, their everybody expects to be, you know, in that top 10 every single year and should be. I think that's one that the expectations are probably accurate. But you start talking about Nebraska. I mean, good Lord, you get rid of a guy that's got nine, that's winning nine games a year. That's tough, man.
Yeah.
I don't care who he's beating.
But don't you think, Clint, honestly, let's look at this. Does it not have a lot more to do with who the heck he was playing against in the last – how many years was he there? I mean, come on now, bro. How many challenges did he have week in and week out?
Oh, I'm with you, man. I'm with you.
It was what? Ohio State was down for
a couple. Hey, now, wait a minute now. Don't forget that that's the same spot our guy came from now. Everybody talks about records and Rose Bowls. I mean, I agree with you. I didn't realize how unimpressive that West division was. If you saw, I mean, I think it's, what is it, Legions and whatever the two divisions are in that conference. But that's an ugly conference. But Pat, I mean, you know, we can't give one credit and not the other. I mean, he was winning nine games. That's tough. That's tough sledding, man. At Nebraska, it's really tough.
Yeah. Clint, what about I know we're up against the break here in just a minute. What about the games this weekend as far as some of the matchups? Are you anticipating any upsets this weekend? I'm assuming not in the SEC, but what about the rest of the championship games?
Man, yeah, I hadn't even slowed down to really see who's healthy and who's not healthy. Justin, to be honest with you, you got a list of them there to run down?
The big one, of course, is Baylor trying to, you know, continue their run, and Bryce Petty, of course, had the concussion in the last game, and indications from him early in the week is that he was going to be available. I haven't seen anything official on that, and if he isn't, that certainly changes the scope of that. We know Barrett's out for Ohio State, so Wisconsin's a slight favorite in that game now. But I think, really, the Kansas State-Baylor game is extremely intriguing, and then the game Friday night, as we were talking to Edward Ashoff, that may be the best game of the whole weekend. Arizona, of course, has found whatever formula there is to knock off Oregon. They've done it the last couple of years, and if they can beat them again, they may find themselves in the 14 playoff.
Yeah, you know, I think Oregon's hit stride, man. I think they struggled early on defense. I think they got some guys back healthy on both sides of the football. I think they shored up some problems they had on the offensive line. They're going to be tough to beat, man. They're going to be really tough to beat.
Solomon has not been healthy 100% the last couple of weeks either. I know he's played, but that's another situation, though. It's like, you know, I look at the SEC game and I'm thinking, okay, Missouri may not be great. Missouri may have been an underdog at home to Arkansas, a team with, you know, six wins. But 14.5 seems like a lot. Then I look at the Pac-12 championship game, which looks a little closer, and a team that already beat the other team this year, and Oregon's favored by 14.5 at a neutral stadium. You know what I mean?
Isn't that crazy? We all put this emphasis on and really get down on these conferences that don't have championship games, and then you look at the ones that do have championship games, and it's two touchdown lines. I mean, it's crazy,
right,
man.
Well, Wisconsin's a slight favorite over Nebraska, over Ohio State. I'm not sold on not picking Ohio State even without the quarterback. Everybody assures me this third-string kid is a freak, too, and was very much in the mix with Barrett.
Well, they've proved that they can plug guys in, and Urban Meyer, I mean, he just needs a good athlete back there that can toss it around a little bit, and I think they're going to play good defense. Wisconsin being one-dimensional, you know, with the Gordon kid, and I know he's hobbled a little bit from an injury a couple of weeks ago, so I have a hard time, you know, banking on a guy that quarterback play is so suspect like it is at Wisconsin right now.
Yeah, I'm with you on that for sure. And, yeah, Gordon is a freak. But I think I may just ride Ohio State, and I may be in the minority on that one, but we'll see what happens. And then, of course, we're all sort of keeping our fingers crossed that Florida State finally goes down. That may be an intriguing game, maybe a little better game than some people expect. That's a 7 o'clock kick on Saturday against Georgia Tech, and they play in Charlotte this weekend. And that's, you know, again, Florida State just keeps finding a way. A lot of people seem to think that Florida State is going to figure it out and mash these guys. They're a 4.5-point favorite.
How long is Jameis Winston living by that sword, boy? I mean, I don't know that I've ever seen a quarterback as awful in the first half and as clutch in the fourth quarter as that guy is. I mean, he throws interceptions that I'm just like, who is he throwing to? What, yeah. I mean, what is he thinking? I mean, it's not even it's unbelievable that a Heisman Trophy winning quarterback is doing that, but comes back and it's just. I was talking to Keith Jackson last night about it, and it was just, I mean, I don't know that I've ever seen a more clutch guy in the college ranks. I mean, no. I mean, I've never seen a guy put himself in that position that many times, but boy, answers a bell, man.
All I can compare it to is working with Pat. So if I start talking about football or politics or the Kardashians, he starts texting people and zoning out. But if I say the word basketball, boom, he's locked in, focused, and ready to roll. That's what I think Jameis Winston's like. He's like, I'm not really going to be that engaged in this game until I have to be. Oh, wait, we're down by 21. All right, I'll start playing now.
It's almost like he's toying with him. It ain't no doubt.
It is, and it's really unfair, and I hate it. I want him to lose, but I don't think he's going to. Speaking of Pat, you can still call me Justin. You can still call Matt, whatever you want.
You can call me Al.
Yes. Thank you very much, Paul Simon. But you are, I'm told we're supposed to call him Mr. Hall of Famer now, from now on. Pat Bradley found out today, a little breaking news this morning. Going to be in the next class of the Arkansas Sports Hall of Fame, Clint Sterner, your old
Congrats,
buddy.
Congrats, the shooter. We ain't going to be able to get him in the door, Chief. That old head is going to be blown. You ain't got enough on your Twitter and your Instagram and everything. How you going to put two Hall of Famers on there, double Hall of Famer, two-time Hall of Famer?
I know. Hall of Honor, Hall of Fame. And he just stepped outside because he's like, hey. I said, where are you going? We're doing the segment here. And he goes, I'm in the Hall of Fame. I can do what I want. We're in a conference room on the Iowa State campus in their athletic building, and we had to get the conference room down the hall, too, for his ego to sit in.
No doubt.
Pretty annoying.
No, you know what actually I'm stuck doing today is getting tickets for everybody.
You know what, though? That's doing a good deed. That's humbling yourself before God. That's going to pay off in the afterlife.
And here's the rule. Here's the rule. I told him, I said, I'll get you tickets, but everybody's got a roof for the Razorbacks.
Yep.
You got to root for the Razorbacks and buy a plane ticket to Little Rock at the Hall of Fame induction, right?
Clint, let me tell you something. My dad's father went to Iowa State. His son, his favorite son, me, graduated from Iowa State. His other slappy son is currently getting a check from my dad every month as he attends Iowa State now.
True.
But Pat spent about 2 hours yesterday teaching my dad the hog call and giving him Razorbacks gear because if he's going to sit around Coach A this week, he's got to act right. Do right, as he said, yes. I told my dad, I said, look, you can root for the Cyclones and sit in the rafters, or you can get some decent seats and root for the Hogs. And he said, we'll pick Suey. The man can be bought. Yep.
That's great.
I'll be back. Clint Sterner's in the studio with Matty T. The Hall of Famer is here with me in the Jacobson Building on the Iowa State campus. Nate Olson's over here doing some work. So we'll be back in just a moment. Much more ahead. And I want to talk some bowl games with you, Clint, when we come back.
Let's do it.
I'm talking to Miss Understood. Yeah.